Hey guys, it's Alex.
And Ariana. Together, we co-host a brand new podcast
called Skinny Time.
Join us as we discuss the lives of our friends and family every Thursday and Friday.
And learn more about them that we never knew. So without further ado, enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. It's me, Alex, and Ariana.
Hi guys.
And today we have another guest. His name is Jeremy.
That's me.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Hi.
Jeremy, this is not an ASMR video. This is a podcast.
I'm awkward.
Oh my gosh.
This is normal.
Hey Jeremy. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
I'm terribly obnoxious.
Yes.
And that's all I got.
Are you in school? Did you finish school?
I am still in school. I'm still in high school senior year, but I'm not like in school. I'm, you know, doing what everyone else is doing. Classroom.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. This is gonna be difficult. I'm joking. tell us a little about yourself.
Jeremy,
like what are your hobbies? What do you like to do? Like what stuff do you like to do?
Other than playing video games, I kind of just like make stuff, I guess. That's the only way I could describe it.
What do you mean by stuff?
I used to do the podcast. I'm trying to write something where it's essentially like a movie, but it's all audio. I just have to write it. I have a bunch of like microphones around my house and,
So basically like a movie, but like, it's just the audio, no, like...
So images. It's low-key an audiobook.
Kind of, but it's, like, there's, like, sound effects and stuff. So there's this album, The Incredible True Story, and in it, in between some songs, there are these scenes, and they're talking, and they're actually listening to the thing, but, like, that's what it's kind of supposed to be, where it's, you know, two people talking.
I think I know what you're talking about, because I definitely saw something on YouTube. I forget what it's called, but it's like a rendition of like the Twilight Zone, but it's a thing like where you have to use your headphones and it's
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
I forget what it's called. It's the something.
It's just something zone. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something like that. And basically it's supposed to be something where you put your headphones and you're supposed to close your eyes and it's supposed to help you meditate or something like that, but it's supposed to be like a really cool experience and whatnot. I tried it before and let me tell you, the first time I heard it, because in the beginning there's like a knocking sound on the door, I literally jumped because it sounded exactly like my door knocking. I was like, holy shit, who's knocking on the door? But like at one point I was like, okay, this is just getting boring, this whole video. So I was like, okay, different video. But yeah, I get what you mean. You want to like make a sort of a movie but just with audio. So
yeah.
I'm not that creative. I could never.
See, my thing is that I'm creative when I'm not supposed to be. Like, I'll be in class and I'll be like drawing and I draw something awesome. And then I go home and I'm like, I'm going to draw something cool. And then
do people like your drawings? Like, do you get any like critiques from people? Like,
no.
Any compliments? Oh, okay.
I don't really show them anyone.
I mean, in middle school, I got shit talked because everyone was like, oh my God, you're drawing on your hands. You're drawing. I'm like, oh my God, you.
Everyone did that.
I had a teacher. I remember I drew, from the new Spider-Man game. He has like these things on his hands. So I like drew the things and my teacher was like, are you trying to draw bones? And I'm like, that's not really what bones look like. And he's just like, well,
I'm like, if that's
how am I
like?
Supposed to know if you know what that looks like?
It's like, yes, these definitely look like bones. Good. You know your anatomy.
Literally, Jeremy is the most like interesting human being because I only saw him like what? Like once or twice a week. When we were still at work, and literally every day that he would come in, it would be a completely interesting new conversation. One day, my nails are painted black. Okay, fun, haha. And then all the like old ladies, like the old people that we would work with. Ooh, Jeremy.
Wait,
how
where
cute.
Did you guys work?
A stupid bagel store.
It's a bagel store, yes, it's a deli.
But you told me you worked at freaking United Skanes.
That was literally over a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't known
pay
about
attention,
my...
Alex.
Okay. So now I'm
for
getting
once I'm not getting attacked no. by Jeremy. This is a first.
Oh my God.
I had to let her breathe.
Yeah. Breathing. But what's your like favorite like subject in school? Like, are you like an art person, a music person? Like,
I'd probably say English, and I suck at the actual class, but I don't know. Like, I like books and stuff. I like reading, and yeah, like writing. Oh, thanks, thank you. I would have said art, but my only problem with art is you actually are given something to draw or like make, where it's you have to do that one thing. I'm in a theater class, and I don't do any work.
Ooh, but if you're doing a,
I'm in a, oh my god, sorry. Like if we're given a project, and it's you have full creative control, then I'll do it. But usually it's like, okay, you have to do this kind of story. Like the audio thing I was talking about before, kind of the first thing way I did it was we had to do something where it was all audio, like it was a, like supposed to be, it's called a radio play.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be just audio and everyone makes out what it is. But what I did was I made it so the audio is actually like supposed to be like my consciousness. Like you hear something split. And it's my consciousness talking to me, and I'm actually on stage, like, responding to it.
Okay, so, okay, I kind of like that idea because, in a way, it's, like, for theater, the audience, like, the people in your class, they have to, like, imagine, okay, what am I actually picturing? Like, you only get the sound. It's, like, that would be, like, a cool project to do. It's, like, basically, you're only given the audio of, like, a video or whatnot, and you have to go on stage and show people what you think would be happening in the scene or something like that, you know? It's, yeah. Like,
well, it's with the radio play for everyone else, it was supposed to be just audio. No one goes up on stage. That was the thing. Like, I went completely opposite, and the only reason I was allowed to do it is because my teacher actually liked it. I remember it was supposed to go on, like, it was called the showcase, where it was like, if you actually make something cool and the teachers really like it, then at like the end of the year, you go on stage and you perform it for like a bunch of parents and stuff.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, when I was at this like art camp for a BOCES program, they had like a stupid showcase because they do it like every year, but like
oh, I was in one of those.
But no, I get what you mean. Like it's like Rachel Berry when she goes to the winter showcase for her Niada audition or whatever. Ariana's getting a little triggered. Everybody, don't tell me Natalia just.
I haven't watched Glee enough.
I've been called Rachel Berry my whole life, and I've never watched Glee at all.
My mom watched it, so I was kind of trapped in One Tree Hill.
Oh my gosh. But, so wait, what school do you go to?
Farmingdale.
Oh, okay.
Boo. Thanks.
I'm over here in the most.
I'm gonna go.
I'm in the most privileged school.
Get out,
Garden City.
I'm in Dirtville.
No, like, so what type of projects do you guys do in theater besides the one you were just talking about?
Well, the last thing we're supposed to do before quarantine was we're supposed to make a I can't think of what it's called, but it's like. I'm trying to think of the actual name of the movie, or it's also like a play. It's the Demon Barber.
Oh, Sweeney Todd?
Sweeney Todd, yeah. It's
yes! I just did a production of that. I just did a production of Sweeney Todd.
I can't think of what it's called, but it fits a certain genre, and okay. We're supposed to do something in that. And we do that. Usually, we usually end up writing stuff, or we do something called it was called a pantomime, where you just act out. There's no voice.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, yeah. Pantomiming, no words, anything. You're just doing the actions. Yeah, I got what you mean.
Oh, that's where the name miming came
from. Are you serious?
So dumb.
You didn't know that?
You just described miming, and you're like,
what's that? Oh, what's that flavor again? Mime is a flavor?
I thought it was ice cream.
No, I was Tobias when we did Sweeney Todd. Let me tell you, that was the hardest role I've done in any shows that I've been in since I was like 6 years old. It was the hardest role I've ever had to challenge on because it's Sondheim, so of course it's hard. Because why not with all the music I have to remember?
Yeah. So I have like a love-hate relationship with theater. Like my cousin, he does a bunch of theater stuff.
Show-offs, so those people, yeah. Good God, I hate them.
I feel like I could never be in like a theater production, like, because I feel like, you know, the acting is much more
but it's not, but in a way it's not like, oh, I don't think I'm good at, it's like when people, I don't like, it's similar to when people are like, oh, I don't think I'm too good enough for like theater, like, oh, I don't think I'm that great, or I can't do what I, you know, I feel like a lot of people underestimate themselves and they like overthink it. It's like, you don't have to be the best actor to get a good role or a bad role. You just have to be you. And many people usually a lot of people don't notice this, but they always think of the other people, what they say to them, because they don't realize that directors don't just want, oh, we all know a lot of directors pick favoritism because everyone knows that, but they love to deny it. they love to deny it, but a lot of directors want new people and stuff. So like when we did our production of High School Musical in the fall, a lot of people were shocked at the cast, but the thing was, they even said at the beginning, and no one, I don't think a lot of people were paying attention, they even said word for word, we want some new people because we want to see what are you capable of, like do you have something that we want or like. So I feel like with theater, a lot of people underestimate, oh, am I really good enough for theater or not.
I feel like some people just can't act, and it's like a thing that they shouldn't do.
Either they're trying or they just don't know what they're doing.
I think there's like, I see it as like two different ways of acting, where like theater acting is, you know, you're much more, I want to say there's much movement, or like in a movie, you're supposed to act like exactly how anyone would act in an exact normal situation.
Like method acting in a way?
Yeah. Like you're supposed to be like, I want to say normal. Yeah. Like you're not like screaming. You're not making, you know, you're not flailing arms around, and I'm not trying to say it as like an insult, but I mean, like, you know, you do a lot more stuff in a theater production on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
I get it. A lot of theater productions are over dramatic and over the top. Like I know when my directors would tell us to like do dances, they would be sharp, extra, as big as you freaking can. But in like a movie, like you see someone that like you could relate to on a day-to-day basis, or somebody that you could like, people that can fall in love with, you know, it's like a simple, like there's simple emotions in regular movies or plays and stuff like that versus a theater production where you could just sympathize for a character.
Yeah. Like that's something I see. Like my problem with is like in a theater production, I don't think I could be that kind of character, where in a movie I could just be, you know, anyone else. I don't know, really being much more pronounced, I guess. I don't know, like, I would much rather be more, I want to say genuine. But I think that's also, like, why I like certain things, like theater. Like I said, I have a love-hate relationship. I hate the idea of being in one where I have to do that, where I can sit and I can watch a bunch of them, and I can love and I can appreciate what everyone's doing and, you know, the writing. I think that goes back to the English, too, where it's, I like when you're able to write a genuine person and you're able to connect with them. And you can like emotionally understand them. And like, I think that's something I have with like movies and books, is that I will start crying for no reason. I'll be like you just, yeah, I put myself in any character's shoes at any moment if they're written well enough.
Yeah. And I feel that that is something that many people do whenever they read a piece of literature. And I understand why a lot of people don't like when a movie is made about a great book, because then it ruins like all the imagination and all of the fun like underlying elements of the book itself.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a separation.
Mm-hmm. Because I was watching a documentary actually about a movie, and the movie director was like saying how he was trying to create a fine line where the movie didn't overstep the boundaries of the book and still kept the perfect elements of the book itself. And he said it was one of the hardest things that he's ever had to do.
Yeah, I feel like once you read a book and you're already connected with a certain character, it becomes harder because you're already connected to the character in the book, and then you see a new actor, it almost seems like a whole new person that's just trying to be that one person you already
connected with. That's why a lot of people, I think, are not happy when some movies are based off, like movie adaptations of novels, because everyone knows it's the most unpopular opinion. Oh, is the movie better than the book, or was the book better than the movie? Usually the books are better than the movie, because movies tend to drag out some of the details because they can't do some of the stuff. Like one book, for instance, Of Mice and Men, because I just recently had to do a project for social studies. I had to watch the movie again. It was this whole big thing. But basically, I remember reading the reviews, and people were saying, oh, I like the book better because there was more going on in the book than there was to the movie. There was this and that. So I think a lot of people like more of the books than the movies, because it's the story of the book that has more detail and more
more depth,
yeah, in a way, rather than the movie, because there's certain things you can't do with the movies. Like say for Harry Potter, yeah, yeah, it's all about magic stuff. So they do all the best that they can do, but they don't want to give every single detail from the book for the movie because that's just weird. It's like almost
and that's
you're just
way too long.
That's the
like,
thing.
The book's huge. Do you expect
yeah, you have
me to?
You have to condense it into just an actor. And, you know, they'll say some things in the book describing what the character's thinking or doing or little details about the character, which is showing, like, how they feel. Where in the movie, they can only do things physically or they have to do things verbally. They can't, you can't get into that deep, like, you can't get into how they're thinking.
Yeah, like, if I read a book that was made into a movie, but, like, if I read the book before and then found out, oh, they're making a movie, I'd be like, okay, let me see what they're going to do. Are they actually going to butcher it? Or are they actually going to succeed and be like, okay, they actually made this perfect because they listened to everything that maybe some of the people said. Like, for instance, like, Wonder, not that many people were happy about the movie because some parts of the movie didn't make sense. Or because they also add new things, and it's like, okay, but when you add more things to the movie, it confuses your audience. It's like, so how are you, who are you trying to attract your viewers for? Like, are you trying to attract new people or people that really want it? Like, The Hunger Games or, say, Harry Potter, like, anything like that. But with, as an actor, I feel like when I'm doing acting, some people underestimate why sometimes my acting might be bad. Yes, my acting might be a little weird because I'm not the best at it, but the way my process is, like, when I'm doing a show, it's, okay, let me do, I want to know everything before I need to do it for final. Like, our teacher always says, don't copy exactly what you just did in this scene again when you're rehearsing, because no one's, you're just copying, she says. It's, you're basically just copying, you're not acting, you're just, you know,
you're trying to portray it.
That's the thing. So with her, like, with her advice, which is amazing because theater teachers, duh, she's, you slowly want to, like, understand, okay, I'm not trying to just pretend I'm someone, I need to be the person. So that's what they're like, they're not lying when they don't, like, they're not lying when they say be in the person's shoes. Like, they freaking mean get into their shoes and be that person. Like, become them. Like,
how do you think Keith Ledger became such a fantastic Joker? Because he did all the research and he became,
yeah, like a lot of actors do the research to get the character's development because it's so hard. Like, even Broadway actors and actresses do the same thing. They even look up stuff because you don't know what this person's backstory is or what happened in life. So that's why it's easier to know, like, oh, what's my character's objective in this scene, or what am I actually, what do I want? Like, what does the actor want? But yeah.
I even was even looking up into that because I was watching, I was reading an article about Margaret Robbie, who was like, when she was studying for her role as Harley Quinn, and she was like, there was all these comic books and she ended up reading all of them. And she basically kind of turned her whole life into being a comic book nerd. And she slowly, like, developed a piece of Harley Quinn as of her own and her own personality ordeal. And she was saying how it was so hard to understand how she could love someone so much but hate him at the same time, which is something that's so bizarre to me, especially, like, with the whole Suicide Squad movie, why I don't understand why a lot of people hated it, but that's because I don't read comic books as much as I should. Understand a way, like, not actors, I feel like the fans don't understand how hard it really is to act and how hard it is to portray a character and become that character on a screen. And
yeah, definitely.
I feel like acting sometimes is completely underestimated and, like, underrated in a sense, especially even on, like, on Broadway, because they have to do all that stuff live. For movies, they could do
and
it over,
yeah,
and over and over again, but uh-huh, a Broadway actor has to do it perfect that one
they
time,
have to do it eight
right
times a week, eight shows a week. So either way, if you mess up, no one in the audience, like, I guarantee you, not one person's gonna be like, in the audience, be like, oh my god, they messed up, oh my gosh, they're horrible. Like, I went to see, like, School of Rock, which, god, thank god I only saw it the first and last time, because that thing gave me a headache. but it's loud. It's really loud music. But no, apparently one of the actors, they were holding a prop, and when they were walking off, I think their character has to, like, swing it or whatnot. And when they were doing it, actually, it accidentally came out of, like, they accidentally let go, and the prop flew out of their hand and, like, right into the wing, and like, no one cared, like, no one was judging. They're like, oh my god, did you see what happened? The guy messed up, like, you know what I'm saying? So I think with, like, previews and going, yeah, that's what they always say. It's like, oh, if something goes wrong, the show must go on, because that...
It's all improv at that point.
But it's not just that. Because the thing is, if you break character, then you're losing your own character's, like, presence. Like, you're not the character that you're playing. You're you now, because you just...
Yeah.
You just... It's almost like you left the body of your character. So, even if you...
Sorry, yes. Do you want to keep
No, no, you're fine. No, I was just...
I think it's easier...
Oh my god, guys, seriously.
It's all good, just say it.
Calm down, Ariana.
I ramble.
I think it's easier in the context of theater, because you understand it's live. And with a movie, you understand the context of they had spent so much time perfecting this that it should be just as perfect. It should be just as perfect as they want it to be. While in a theater, you understand they're all trying to do it all together, and it's much harder to do that all, like, you have to have everyone on the same page, and you have to have everyone, you know, do it correctly. So it's, I think they understand more of how hard it would be in theater.
Yeah, that's why I feel like theater, when people say, oh, theater, I'm not good at that, I'm like, you become an actor, because I always have to help some of the freshmen in my theater class, because one of them said, I was scared to take this class because I don't think I'm good enough. I'm like, no one's ever good enough. Emphasize on the good part about it. Because when you're joining theater arts for the first time, yes, it's nerve-wracking. I have been in that position before. And let me tell you, I'm not a perfect actor. I'm not going to get 100 on every assignment. But in acting, you get critiques because you learn from your mistakes. Like, you know, like, you don't even realize that you make a mistake, but not like, oh, a terrible mistake. It was just like a faulty little mistake that you made and you didn't realize. After that, that's why you learn from your mistakes and you keep going and you slowly understand, because with theater arts, we do some of the same things each year, because why not? But also, as you do it, you slowly become the team player, because also when you're a senior, if you're a TA4, which is the abbreviation for theater arts, like, for what position you have been in, because if you've done all 4 years, you become a TA4. So for me, next year I would be a TA4. I would be a director unless the teacher doesn't think I'm not good with the position. I could direct because I've learned everything and I've mastered what I need to. So that's why I feel like a lot of people don't understand. Just because you're new, don't be afraid. Like, you'll be good.
Especially with classes too. I mean, I feel like if you're like, oh, I don't know how to do that, or I'm not good at it, even if you take a class and even if you do bomb, at least you took the class, you tried it, and you'll know whether or not, even if you're bad at it, if it's for you. And
all my core classes, you know, I'm like, frick, like, I just want to get all these done. I just don't want to be here anymore. Like, I hate 11th grade so much. Yeah. I hate 11th grade so much.
So my thing is that I'm a senior in a freshman class, because I never took theater. But I took it. I think I mainly took it because of like the improv, because
yes, improv.
Because that's something I would do a lot. But the thing is that I realized how bad I am in certain situations.
It,
like,
is
we do this game. We do this game where it's like, you say something where it's like, okay, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm building this thing, and then you have to keep going back and forth. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I remember. Improv is probably the most, everyone loves it, but when you're new to theater, you're like, oh, this seems easy. Oh, it is not. It is not easy. I can see why it's not easy, because I also have now reflected on my progress, on how hard it was and now how better. Like, when you master it, you don't even realize you're doing it. It just comes out of you. Yeah. And this is going to sound weird. It's like, it almost comes out of my mouth, like, oh, there's my improv coming out of me. I'm like, did I just do that? And then people are like, oh my god, that was so good. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh, yeah. At my callback audition this year, I literally suck at improv. And then this year, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, we were talking about heartbreak, and I went through a really bad breakup this year, so it, like, all the emotions just, like, decided to come out, and then she's just like, but I got a haircut, and I said, oh, really? Well, you know what? So did I. My ex-boyfriend said, snip, snip with my heart, and said goodbye.
Yeah,
so
you agree, and you continue,
and
yeah.
It was, And it was so, like, I don't know how it got funny, but everyone was like, wow, that was so great. And I was like,
I was breaking down over there. What do you mean? Like,
but because the thing is, another thing a lot of actors don't know is when there's that one person who's trying to be funny in theater class, they're trying to get the laughs. In theater, it just happens.
I hate those people.
Oh, it just happens. Yeah, I know. I haven't really been in that position, but sometimes I feel I hesitate. Like, is this line gonna be funny if I say it right or not? It's just whatever happens in improv can be funny. It happens. I mean, one time, this is gonna sound weird. Well, no, it's not really that weird because whatever. But
you
I remember.
Have to do it.
Yeah, one time I remember it was this year when we were doing improv. We did a activity where everyone in the class had to write on a piece of paper, like three pieces of paper, and write down an object or just like a sentence, like a two-word sentence. It's like, oh, the cat is green, or potatoes, you know, just like a one word or sentence. And one of my
peaches and cream.
One of my pieces of paper said, "I like men." So in my head I was thinking, oh good God, you've got to be serious. And I was so worried about saying it because I was like, okay, everyone's just gonna say, oh, Alex is gay, haha, laugh funny. And I was like, this is why I hate theater. But no, because everyone's just gonna attack me for no goddamn reason. But no, when I said it, everyone was just laughing because it was almost like I just said it out of nowhere. And then like my teacher, like everyone was like, some people were complimenting. Compliment. Oh, good God, I can't speak. Going back to like diction class. English 101. People were
complimenting.
Thank you. Complimenting. I can't speak today. They were saying, oh my God, that was so good. Like, how did you even like get through that? I was like, I just had to do it because in theater, just do the damn thing. Like, if you're gonna hold back, everyone's gonna be like, oh, here we go again. This person can't do it. They are so afraid of doing an action. Like, get over it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a do it or don't situation. Like, you have to either do it or you bomb it. Because literally, it's a script. You have a script for a reason. It's there. You're supposed to say it. It's not like you can avoid it.
And that's why when you're, like, the character, even if you mess up, just improv right away and just fix the scene quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
like, we had a game where it was, with that game, you said you had to write it. Ours was, you would be given already a sentence that you had to work with, and you'd be put on stage, someone else's random sentence, and you just kind of have to try and make up how the context would work. But the thing is that neither of you know what the other one is. So I had one where it was like, well, that's why she got fired or something. And it ended up being like, there was a student, and she got mad about something, and she like ended up blaming on like the secretary or something. And it became like oddly like, I want to say sexual, like not like between me and the person, but like, you know, like, oh, it was
the whole
fault.
Situation.
And it was kind of like the idea was I was with the secretary secretly, and it's like you just had to like try and make everything work in that
well
context,
yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. We did something similar to that. It's like one person has the beginning of a sentence, like two people go on stage, one person has a sentence and the other one does. One person has to say their first sentence and the other one would be like the last sentence of the scene, in a way. Like, they would just say it to end it, and sometimes it's really weird, but sometimes it's a coincidence where it actually works. So it's like, oh, my mother had two hot dogs today, or whatnot, and the last sentence is probably like, oh, did you know my dad got a job, or, you know, something random, whatever. But sometimes it works, or maybe it doesn't, because it's funny, haha, laugh funny. But, yeah.
Teresa died 3 weeks ago. Just kidding.
Oh my God, rip a queen.
I feel like with theater, a lot of people don't understand the whole sense of trying to like realize that theater isn't all just a script. Like, there's so many different elements of theater, because when a lot of people think of theater, I know when I used to think about theater, it would be like just Broadway shows and plays and stuff like that. But now that I think about it, there's all smaller elements to it. Like, out before you were talking about the whole miming thing and like that, I totally didn't even know
pantomime.
And thank you, that's the word. I totally forgot about it. then also like how improv's a huge part of it. Even now, like you think about it, like there's a lot of things that if you were to watch a movie, you could totally like pick out the smaller pieces and the smaller portions of the movie, you know?
Yeah, but I think also that works because, you know, in a movie, you can go back and you can see it again, make sure this. With theater, it's live. There's nothing you can't really, even if you try and question it, you're already on to the next thing. And they're not going to stop because of, like, your, I want to say thought. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, I think people should have the understanding that it's not even just acting. It's more of, like when I think of theater, I think of a stage and people... not even just like, oh, people acting. It's more of like people coming together to make this production.
Because mm-hmm, so, it's all involved in the crew and the directors themselves. Like, a lot of people don't even understand, like, everybody that's involved, including the people in the back and people on stage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, Jeremy, is there any advice you would give to someone who might be new to theater or is willing to take up this challenge of acting?
I'd say just give it your all, and I think you should just have confidence, because even if you bomb it, there's no reason you can't try again with something else. Just, you know, give it your all. I feel like that's a very, you know, regular or a very, like, overused thing, but I mean, just mm-hmm. give it your all and believe in yourself, and just, yeah, I mean, that's all I got.
It.
You believe
have
it.
Just, fun with
just
it.
Go yeah, for it, basically.
Yeah, and sometimes people realize, like, that they're fantastic at one role or this was the role for them, and then they take on a completely different role and then they realize, oh wow, I was really bad at this one. Not every role is going to be for you, especially if you're at school and auditioning for the school play. Yeah, so what, the same chick gets the same role every year, but maybe she wasn't so fantastic at this role and she got the lead next year, but she wasn't so great at it either.
Yeah, they yeah. definitely say that a lot in our high school. They're like, oh, just because you didn't get a part this year doesn't mean you're going to get one next year. But with the auditions I've gone through at my school, yeah, that's bullshit.
It's so stupid.
But, Jeremy, it was really nice talking to you, because now, even though with me being an actor myself, I also get to learn more about how maybe others may think about joining theater now, because you never know.
Yeah, yeah, I totally had no idea that you were such a theater buff. Like, I've known Jeremy for almost 8 months now, and it, like, this is something that I've totally never thought that he would do or was into.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was a really great time talking to you.
Fun. I liked laughing. I miss this.
I'll come back some other time, maybe.
Ooh, yes! Well, thanks, guys. Don't forget to turn on the notification bell for the next time that we post a new episode. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God. Bye.